you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Got some great audio. Mississippi governor. Actually, it's not as stupid as Sass because he's just reading a list of names. And you think he's an hour and 15 minutes into reading these graduates' names, right, Craig?
I do. It's if you look at the entire video,
right?
They say that this is about an hour seven into it. So who knows, you know, what they did.
He's reading off graduates' names, Mississippi governor of some high school, right?
Just one particular high school?
I don't know. Must be, yeah.
And it takes an hour to read all the names?
It says here that Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves reads out every graduating high school senior's name.
Like all of Mississippi?
So it could have been everybody.
Everyone in the state?
In a virtual commencement on Facebook Live.
Well, it would be everybody in the state. He'd be there for 8 hours.
I know.
Even Mississippi's got a lot of people, so who knows? Whatever. But he's an hour into these names, and listen.
A special shout-out to the 2020 class. Christian Andrews, DeCameron McKenzie Mays, Drew Ure, Ethan Sini, Gavin Christopher Davis, Grayson Doss, Harry Asscrack, Kevin Harris.
Harry Asscrack.
That's spelled A-Z-R-A-C.
According to Rex Chapman. Yeah. He wrote it down, yeah.
That's how Rex spelled it.
I think it was A-Z-C-R-A-C.
Yeah.
That's
what it is.
Bill McCrevis was a valedictorian. That's what I tweeted out.
They worked hard.
Now, notice that
Harry
the governor did
Asscrack.
Pause. The governor did pause as if he kind of got the joke and then moved on. He later acknowledged the prank in his Twitter feed, saying he also expected to read Ben Dover.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
That one's too easy.
Harry Asscrack's a good one.
That is a good one.
I never really heard of that one.
Let's do this again.
Do it again.
So everybody hears it.
A special shout out to the 2020 class. Christian Andrews, DeCameron McKenzie Mays, Drew Ure, Ethan Sini, Gavin Christopher Davis, Grayson Doss, Harry Asscrack, Kevin Harris.
You did pause.
Harry Asscrack.
You got me.
Guy's a legend. Who slipped that in?
Harry?
No, I mean, no. The person who gave the guy the list.
Who submitted the names?
Yeah.
Whoever submitted the names to him is probably the guy that wrote that.
Had to be.
Decided he'd throw one in there.
Had to be, because you're not going to pass the paper around and put your name on there.
It's not the assistant principal that put that in.
There's a list of names. Right.
I think a list of names was submitted, and someone just, you know, was typing all the names.
Harry Asscrack. Oh, you're right. It went... First, I mean, student probably gave somebody the list, and they typed it up and just gave it to him, right?
Yeah.
Harry Asscrack.
That's not a real person?
Probably not.
I don't know if that's spelled the correct way. How do you spell Asscrack? I would spell it the way it sounds. But if it's spelled Asscrack, you wouldn't have read it.
No.
Harry Asscrack.
Go F yourself, San
Diego. That's
brilliant.
That's some good pandemic fun right there.
It is.
Oh, we've got a going out to eat adventure here.
Locally?
I think this is Sioux Falls.
Okay.
Podcast listener, day behind last week. It was Friday.
had to take my wife to a doctor's appointment. This is in Sioux Falls.
Right.
After she was finished with the appointment, she wanted to get something to eat. The restaurant had removed every other table. Every table was spread out very well. Servers wearing masks and gloves.
That's nice.
I noticed they changed the gloves several times. I also saw them cleaning menus after each use. They seemed to be doing a good job. I saw a place that was featured on the news last night. Barbecue joint. Where they decided they weren't going to wear a mask.
I know.
And the customers seemed fine with it.
Yeah.
They took a survey. Because that's how you get out of this. You take a survey.
Right.
And you ask America when we should get back to work.
It's your Jesus Christ Constitution. I read it.
But if I'm going out to
eat, I read it.
I'm probably not comfortable going in a place, you know, because it tells me they're not taking every precaution.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what it tells me. It's not so much that, you know, I'm worried about that the server has the virus. It just tells me you're not taking every precaution.
Right. It's behind the scenes.
Yeah. They should be doing everything they can.
Yeah. That's why Van Halen put the, you know, brown M&M's rider in their contract.
Right. Just make sure they read it.
To make sure that contract was read. It wasn't because they were being assholes. They wanted to be, you know, whoever was reading the contract wanted to make sure they were thoroughly reading the contract.
Yeah, my wife and I were talking about yesterday about this fairly expensive restaurant in this town. I'm not going to mention the name, but they're open now. And I said, you know, if we really want to go out in a couple weeks, I mean, I'm going to hate spending that kind of cash, but we'll be able to be out. And I'm guessing since it's an expensive place, they'll probably take the precautions. But I said, well, I still want to call there and say, how are you handling this before we show up?
Yeah.
And I'm still going to bitch
when
I get the bill.
Because, right.
Because it's ridiculous.
But your restaurants going just reservations? Because even a waiting room, you'd be right next to people.
I would think you'd have to have reservations, at least in this place, yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to let you crowd.
Because they're not going to put booze. You're probably not sitting in the booth next to somebody or a table next to somebody.
Mm-hmm. No, and you're not going to sit in a crowded waiting room either.
No, hell no.
Or sit at the bar and wait.
Right, like we all, I want the regular normal. Well, I do too, and it'll happen someday, but not now.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Advice.com, Zoe Zorka writing about socially distancing at strip clubs.
Yeah.
Vice says that they visited some strip clubs in Utah in their first week of reopening to get a sense of what the new normal looks like, at least at the strip clubs in Utah.
Pasties on nipples.
No, that's not it.
These
so
are
much.
A few of my favorite things.
Pasties on nipples. Yeah, they are.
That would not be one of my favorites.
No, I like them off. I always thought they were stupid.
I prefer no pasties.
I always thought it was so stupid.
Stop, yeah.
Yeah, I can see
eye patches
move.
On a nipple.
There you go.
Well, they do the clear ones, too, the opaque ones.
They do.
And they're legally covered.
Oh, yeah. I like black masking tape on nipples.
That's a good look.
That's sexy.
I saw that at a Jenna Torture show. Yeah, it was crazy.
Well, that started with the plasmatics. She did it first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jenna Tortures were nuts.
Wendy O did that. Yeah.
The singer, too, wore this, like, metal chastity belt mm-hmm. and had, like, I don't know what it's the tool, like a buffer, had, like, a big... spinny
a wasp did
like
that
tool
too.
In there
yeah
and then she would take that off and she had like a metal grinder and just go
right on her crotch
and sparks
area.
Would fly from her crotch
yeah
it's one of the craziest things I'd ever seen.
What's the name of the band?
Jenna Torturers.
Okay.
And then they had people who would like dance on stage, but there was one girl, there was a guy and a girl, just like this frumpy looking fat dude and just like leather pants, no shirt, and he would like act like he was like whipping her and slicing her up, and she just had X's and on her like masking tape.
Hardcore metal on the side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It was pretty intense.
Yeah.
She's like tying him up to these posts, like they're being crucified and stuff.
Were you a kid?
Like, this is metal. I was probably like 17.
Oh, perfect, man.
Yeah.
Oh, but you're probably chubbing all the time.
That's one of my favorite details of that show, Dead to Me, on Netflix.
Yeah.
Christina Applegate's character, you know, suburban California.
She loves. And, hardcore metal,
and that's how she deals.
Yeah.
Just puts on the hardcore death metal f bomb every other
it
word.
Is a weird detail. Yeah,
I love that.
It's Cookie Monster
just
stuff in the background.
Sits in the car, just listening to Cookie Monster metal. Yeah.
I just watched the end of that show. I think I'm done watching shows, maybe, because they just end on cliffhangers.
I know.
I'm like, what happened? Now you got to wait a year to find out.
Yeah, are you on the second?
At least.
Are you done with the second season already? I'm not done with the second season.
Yeah, don't blow it yet.
Yeah, that does drive you crazy.
Well, and right now, a lot of the shows that we're watching that are
not going to come back for 2 years.
It's not going to be a year. Yeah. It's probably going to be a year and a half or 2 years before
Ozark,
we get new seasons.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everything's ground to a halt.
Yeah.
There's nothing being made.
I thought about that, too.
There's no production right now.
I'm starting to look for movies that end. That end.
Just give me an ending.
That just end, right.
I'm sure they have a few in the queue that were in post-production.
True.
Once everything shut down.
But never saw Fargo because they weren't done recording.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they hadn't filmed all the episodes yet.
They shut down Walking Dead one episode early. They were working on the season finale, and they just had to postpone it.
Well, a show I watched for two seasons, then I lost interest in the
back. Yeah, because you can't do a Zoom episode.
The one with the James Spader.
Blacklist.
Yeah. The last episode was animated.
Oh wow!
Animated,
really?
With their voices, they did it. They wanted to finish the show, the season, and they It was animation.
Wow!
I saw it too. I mean, I didn't see it, but I saw what it looked like. You know, it was hardcore animation. You know.
Yeah, they just with Walking Dead, they just said, "Well, we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Not sure when, but we got one more to show you."
So did they show the entire season except for the last episode?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was supposed to be 16 episodes. They showed 15.
Yeah.
And then the last one, they just said, well, hang on. We'll get to it later.
Now, if there are three boob clubs in our city open, we'll take that call from Wichita or Lincoln if your boob clubs are open. What are they like? Walking in with a girl with a mask on and gloves, because basically that's a fetish too, for that matter.
It can be.
It's a nurse thing. Oh, naked nurse coming at me. Like Dr. Mina with a mask and gloves coming at you naked.
So at Vice.com, they went and looked at some strip clubs in Utah at Trails Gentlemen's Club in Salt Lake City. Everybody in line had their face covered.
She probably does it for her husband.
The bouncer was in the N95 mask checking IDs before taking temperatures. If you had a 99 or above, or I guess above 99, they wouldn't let you in.
Take his hat off then.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
To get to a strip club.
I'd have to sit in the car with my hat off for like 15 minutes just to cool down.
Just sitting
Hang on, I'll be right back.
Then the bouncer escorts you.
Fanning yourself.
Yeah.
They take the picture off the temperature off the forehead.
Yeah, they don't wipe off a thermometer on everybody. Just put it back in your mouth. You're the 40th guy with that thing in your mouth. That's stuck to the tape.
I'm going
to
raise hell. And say you have to take it anally.
Yeah, it's your Christ rights.
Right. It's in the Constitution that you have to take my temperature anally.
And I want it done by her, and you point to the stripper.
So the bouncer then escorts you and your group to a table and recites the rules of the new world.
No touching, huh?
You must stay, it's more than that, you must stay 6 feet apart from dancers, employees, and other patrons.
Oh, 6 feet.
Your mask must remain on at all times, except when you are drinking.
You did out of Cheyenne, it sounded like they were still giving actual lap dances. The lap dances we know of.
Well, this is just at one of the places in Salt Lake City. There's other rules at other places. At Trails, you can't come within 6 feet of the stage other than to place your money around the edge. And once you have placed your money on the edge of the stage, you must immediately return to your seat.
Do they steam the money then?
At the end of each performance, a masked employee uses a Swiffer to remove the dollar bills from the stage, where they will then be counted and handled by a separate gloved employee, while another sterilizes the performing area in preparation for the next masked dancer.
You know what they get rid of?
What is semen?
Yep.
I like
all
that show.
All dancers.
The masked dancer.
Yeah.
And they're doing the right thing here.
All dancers are required to wear face masks.
Yeah.
So keep in mind that strip clubs as well as casinos not eligible for small business loans, plus the performers were ineligible to get unemployment benefits because they are independent contractors. 10 miles away from downtown Salt Lake City, the Bear's Den. What they call a squat, unassuming building in the middle of Utah's desolate landscape, catering to workers at the nearby copper mine.
Sounds like a gay bar, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It sounds like a bunch of hairy dudes dancing.
Yeah.
Well, this
Harry Asscrack hangs out there.
Yeah, he does.
This is copper miners.
He's the featured dancer this week.
Please welcome Harry Asscrack to the main stage.
The Den but is the currently guys, the only bar open in this particular city. The others are now structurally unsound following a series of earthquakes in March and April.
Oh, yeah.
They're probably packed.
The rules are different at this place. Dancers still have to wear masks and are not allowed to touch the cash, but patrons do not have to wear masks.
I was supposed to be there for that earthquake.
Yeah, you were.
I was supposed to be skiing near the epicenter of the earthquake.
At this place, the bouncer records your name and your phone number in case of an outbreak so they can get a hold of you and say, hey, you were here. This is going on here.
Oh, that's right.
That's the tracing.
And, and you didn't tell your wife, and you get a call from a strip club.
Yeah, that sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
You'd be
kissing her ass more than Todd was just
about the dancer. Zoe Zorka writes about this, the dancer that is at this squat, unassuming building called at the Bear's Den. Yeah. The soul dancer, a pale, thin woman with grown-out blonde highlights performing on the bar's small stage to a series of country songs and 80s classic rock.
Jesus, that's every stripper.
Oh, yep. Girls, girls, girls.
Yeah.
Gotta have that.
The bartender there makes drinks behind a plexiglass partition, changing her gloves between rounds of drinks.
Man, every round, okay.
The TV behind the bar had on, well, there's two TVs. One had on the NASCAR race, the other had on Fox News.
Of course it did.
The bartender estimates that the club is about 60% fuller than usual. The staff at Trail said the same.
Show the strippers.
Yeah, she said. She said that the guys just got their stimulus checks and they think they're ready to go back to work.
$1,200, man.
Said the bartender. Yeah. They talked to Dave. Dave said, I'm not that old, and I might as well get it over with. If it's going to happen, let it happen. But I'm being safe. I'm washing my hands. I'm doing this social distancing. But people need to make money. The government doesn't help us, so we have to help each other.
He's probably voting the wrong way for the government to help him, too. You know he is.
Probably.
Totally.
Now, the club's attendance numbers are up, but many of the dancers say they've noticed a significant drop in their tips because they can't talk to customers when they're off stage.
Yeah, can't go, hey, you're cute.
Oh, yeah, you can't buy them a drink and throw them $20.
And just talk to them and
flirt.
You know, establish.
Make them feel good.
Yeah, establish a, you know, a little relationship, if you will,
for
lack of a better term.
You're different than 1,000 guys I've danced for.
Yeah.
That just stuck to the table.
I like you. You're very special.
A woman who gives her name is Sass, who has been a dancer at the Den for more than a decade, says that because of the face mask requirement, the money's different when they can't see you smiling.
Some of those you don't want to see smiling, right?
Nevertheless.
I bet you the picket fence chicks, you know, that don't have, you know, the meth teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Being the smile, no dude's like, look at her smile.
I've always wondered, and I guess you'd have to ask a dancer for this. But
take,
you know,
that call, but they're sleeping.
They sit down and they have a drink with the guy, and they do that all night.
Right.
So they've got to be tiny pores.
The bartender's know the drinks for them, and they just
They know which one is for the dancer.
They make
it a little lighter.
A stripper told me that once.
I figured that had to be the case.
As you were making a special connection.
She liked me.
Right.
It was in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And she liked me. I was younger.
She was your girlfriend for 6 minutes.
She liked me.
Yeah.
I could tell.
The Belmont Stakes is going to be the first Triple Crown race run this year instead of the last. They're going on June 20th at Belmont.
Now, there's no bettors of these, right? I mean, over online. And
online.
Yeah, but you can't.
No crowd?
They don't have any crowd. The horse races, yeah.
No.
That's what it was originally scheduled, right?
How do you stay 6 feet from a horse?
It doesn't matter.
No,
you don't have to stay 6 feet from a
jockey.
Horse.
You're a jockey.
You don't have to stay 6 feet from a horse.
You have a rope on them, and you just run behind them. Say, go,
horse.
Go.
But you're not going to stay.
You got to say, of course.
You have to stay 6 feet back from the other jockey?
I don't know.
They'll be closer than 6 feet.
Or wear a mask.
Right. Yeah,
I guess maybe the jockeys are wearing masks.
I'm guessing all the jockeys got tested.
I want to see the horse wear masks. Yeah.
So, also Belmont, trimming from a mile and a half to a mile and an eighth. Kentucky Derby moved to September, Preakness in October.
Why are they shaving off the distance of the Belmont? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I heard that yesterday and it confused me too.
If only I cared.
It's only an eighth of a mile, right?
No.
It went from a quarter to an eighth.
A mile and.
Well, yeah.
Because the horses are tired? Because they're not running right now?
I thought maybe it was
something like that. It's got to be something about the horse.
And the next parts of the Triple Crown aren't for months afterwards, so it's not like the horse is going to be tired.
Once again, we don't know.
Yeah.
It's got to be about the horse, I bet. Ain't about the jockey. He's just riding.
Well, it used to be the longest of the races.
Right.
Maybe they don't want to wear them out at the beginning. I don't know.
That's a good point. They switched them around.
I don't.
Didn't you say the second leg's not till September?
Yeah, that's exactly.
I would hope
what
the horse could, you know, recover in 3 months.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
Yeah. Depending what you do to the horse, how much how quick they recover?
Yeah. Everything we know about horse racing.
Nothing.
Not much.
And we're declaring things don't make sense.
Everything we know about horse racing, we've just put out there.
We want to know about the strip clubs, though. I know our listeners go to strip clubs. Have you been post-pandemic strip clubbing? We'll take that call.
Yeah,
it makes me want to go talking about strip clubs.
Right. Yeah, Wichita open.
Yeah, but does it make you want to go when they say you got to record your name and phone number in case there's tracing?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That part would deter me a little if I was strip club guy.
Right.
Yeah, but if you're in this place and it's the only bar open.
Right, if you don't care about your, I mean.
Yeah, or if your wife doesn't mind you going to strip clubs.
Yeah,
it's the only
sure.
one in town.
No, he meant if you don't want somebody to find out you're at a strip club. Most guys go to strip clubs, don't care who finds out.
That's true.
They just go.
Former NBA star Gilbert Arenas is thanking a homeless man for his $300,000 lottery win. In California's Mega Millions, Arenas had been in a rush to purchase his weekly ticket when a homeless man approached him for money at the gas pump. Arenas refused because he said he had just enough money to get gas and his usual lottery ticket, but he promised to return if he won anything.
Look up what he's made in his career.
Gilbert Arenas did return to the gas station the following day to give the homeless man a portion of the winnings.
Oh, good.
How big a chunk did he get?
The undisclosed amount made the man break down in tears and start to pray.
$40.
Yeah.
Well, this says he's worth $40 million.
Oh, my God.
During his career, though, he made $160 million from the league plus tens millions more from endorsements.
And he didn't give the homeless guy the first money. Now, granted, the homeless guy got the windfall the next day, but he didn't give him money the first because he was saving it for a lottery ticket. You should yeah. save for a lottery ticket.
Well, yeah.
He's worth $40 million.
Yeah.
Sounds like he burns through that pretty quick.
And he wins $300,000.
Okay, but let's say, don't you want another 50% of whatever, however much money you've got?
I totally get the point. You want a lot of, you got enough money, you just want more.
Helping out the schools?
Jagger said that. But, once again, he didn't hand a homeless guy money because he was going to use that to go buy a lottery ticket.
Well, and it turned out.
He might not have had a lot of cash.
Out.
Yeah, but you could use a debit card to buy lottery tickets, couldn't you?
Sure.
Yes, you can, but maybe he didn't have his card with
him. He's also worth $40 million. I won't buy a lottery ticket today. I'll give this guy a dollar.
But it worked out well for the homeless guy.
It did.
It really did. It worked out for everybody.
Yeah.
Hopefully he gave the homeless guy $50,000.
Right. He probably had gave the homeless guy more than the $2 he was originally asking for.
Right. Yeah.
That would be best if he just gives him the $2. Hey, I won. Here's that money.
I was going to give you yesterday.
Here's some cash and a bottle of booze. I'll save you the hassle.
Strip clubbers. Give us a call. Have you seen the video of the what they're doing in the New York subways? They're testing out that lighting.
Light?
Yeah, just
UV lights.
Yeah,
black lights.
They blink the lights real quick, and they say it kills all the germs. Now, is that?
Oh,
that could be the future.
Yeah. How are they going to empty the train?
No, they do it at night when the train.
Oh, okay.
They empty
between
each car
between 1 and 5 a.m.
Yeah, that's it. Right.
Which means that you can't get a ride home after the bar.
Yep.
Or an early morning job.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're not black lighting just to check to see what's
messy. It's not black lighting.
Oh, no.
It's UV. No.
UV lighting that's supposed to kill it.
Right.
What is semen?
It does it.
Yeah, that's what you put your dildos in, that little sack of UV light, and that works out. Remember, we learned that within the last couple of weeks.
That's right.
A lot of water purifiers have that, too.
That's right.
UV light filter.
Well, what's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.